You said something, Pam, that I just wanted to clear up because I know your real intention on this, but you said that the water should go in at the rate of a dripping faucet. Well, somebody would be there all day long if you really meant that, but I know what you mean is that when you go to a colon therapist, you want to find somebody who does do a slow fill because you want the water to go in and so almost sneak into the colon so that
yes.
not triggering a peristaltic movement. And Pam trains other colon hydrotherapists to become therapists themselves, and so she's a very big at teaching them to put the water in slowly and also to do different types of massage. What would you say somebody should look for when they are trying to find a good colon therapist? If they have a choice of two or three in their town, mm-hmm. I usually tell people, call them up, interview them, see who you feel comfortable with.
That's exactly what I'd say.
What would you say?
I would just call a colon therapist, interview them. If you feel good about their energy, if you feel a connection, then I would make an appointment and go in, because you'll be able to tell when you talk with them. Are they asking you some things about what's going on with your health and, you know, what are some of your health conditions? Because there are contraindications for colon hydrotherapy, such as, you know, someone who's on kidney dialysis, they cannot take any more fluids into the body, congestive heart failure. People are taking Lasix and different types of medication to create a way for the fluids to leave the body so the heart isn't pumping like it should, so they have a lot of edema and swelling. You wouldn't want to be putting water into the body in that situation. So there are contraindications. And so you'll talk with your colon therapist, and she will let you know whether you are a candidate and whether you do qualify. But either way, just talking with them and seeing how you feel about them on the phone is pretty much the best way to do it. There are the certified colon therapists that are certified through IAC, and then there are colon therapists that aren't certified. And I'm not one to say that because they're not certified doesn't mean that they don't do what they do really well. There are therapists that are out in rural areas that have been doing this for 20 and 30 years, and they just haven't, you know, gone through the what you go through to get certified, but they still know what they're doing. We do prefer them to be certified with IAC because we have a set of standards that we teach all therapists and, you know, sanitary standards, cleanliness standards, that kind of thing. All of the equipment is the waste hose and everything is totally disposable. It's used each time and discarded. So, yes, that's the best way to do it. Just go on the IAC website, see where there are people in your area. If you go on the IAC website, most of the therapists on there will be certified, and it even notes their certification, whether they're foundation level, advanced level, whether they're an instructor, whether they're nationally board certified. All of that is by their name, and there's usually a phone number and an email, and you can talk with them directly. And also referrals. You can go into your health food store, your chiropractors, your massage therapists. They usually always know of a really good colon hydrotherapist. And that's also a really good way, just by word of mouth, and someone says that they're just fantastic, then I would call them first.
You know, one of the principles of body ecology, the principle of balance, tells us that everything has a positive and a negative side to it. So naturally, anytime I recommend something, I always look for its positive side and its negative side. And when I was, you know, asking that question, I came up with a negative, and I'd like to, you know, kind of throw that out for discussion with you, but when somebody is putting water into the colon and removing everything, I think there's some things that need to be done afterwards. First of all, the colon therapy, it is just that, therapy. And so people need to rest after they've had a colon therapy session.
Yeah.
A lot of water has been used and everything's kind of emptied out. Hopefully that's been a nice thorough cleansing. And so we want them to go home and just plop their feet up and read a good book and just have a little light meal like some soup and warm teas and liquidy things, and then and really rest. Go to bed early. Don't do anything like go out and play tennis afterwards or go shopping and pick up the kids from school. A lot of people do that. And it's important, I think, afterwards to be quiet and still so that the energy that the body has is used for healing. And I'm very big on doing implants, too, because you can add into the colon, and this is easy for people to do if they go home or if they are doing home enemas or using a home Kalima board. You can always add an implant after the colon cleansing session, and you can put minerals in the water. And an implant would just be only a cup of liquid, and you can put minerals in that water, and you can put in vitamin C. That's a great thing to put in. There's many, many things, aloe. That cup of liquid can actually be something kind of creative. Like I've encouraged people over the years to take, to be creative. And like, for example, let's say you had a flu and you knew that echinacea tea would be a good thing to drink. You can actually brew up your echinacea and then use it as a liquid with that cup of liquid. The cup could be echinacea tea, and then add your vitamin C and some minerals to that, and you've got a really nice implant that you then lie down and absorb into the body, and this gets up into the adrenals and helps alkalize the blood and so on. And I know that colon therapists are not allowed to do any type of implant, but it doesn't mean that people can't do them themselves. And I just want to add that to the conversation. But if you've got anything else to add to that, Pam, please do.
I think that's an excellent idea as far as the additives afterwards. And usually when clients come, we give afterwards, they'll drink, like I'm sure everyone's heard of that little, it's called Emergency, and it's just full of electrolytes that go back into the body. As far as what leaves the colon, actually, you let go of a lot more bad bacteria than you do good. And most people are walking around with an overabundance of bad bacteria. So that leaves. And then all you do to replace it is drink some electrolytes or, like Donna said, put some additives in so that you now have this nice clean colon where these additives can go in, like young coconut kefir is a good one that Donna teaches people to make on the Body Ecology Diet. It's full of wonderful, healthy probiotics and good beneficial yeast. And so all of those things help replenish the colon. And it's an excellent thing to do, but please don't get the idea that you're losing a lot of good bacteria, because most people have so much more bad than good that the little bit of good that does leave your body, it can be replenished very quickly with your first meal or your first, additive that you put in or electrolytes that you drink, or go home and drink some warm, rich mineral soup such as miso soup or some good hot tea and that kind of thing. So the benefits so outweigh the thought that you might be losing some good bacteria.
And I think it's important that we point that out, because people have gone to the doctor and the doctor said, no, don't do that. It washes all your good bacteria away.
I know.
But I want people to know that their good bacteria will not flourish. It won't even grow if the colon is not healthy and the environment is not right, the microflora will not grow there. So you're basically in the step-by-step order of things. You're doing the first step is to clean out the environment so that the good guys have a much better chance of surviving.
Mm-hmm. And they've also just determined, we've had our first scientific study from a group of gastroenterologists at a Danbury, Connecticut hospital that states out of 700 patients that received colon hydrotherapy, 3 colon hydrotherapy sessions, as opposed to having them drink the magnesium substance that people have to drink like a gallon of this stuff, and it just starts sending the colon into spasms, in order to get the colon clean to prepare it for endoscopy or colon colonoscopy, which is the test that they do to detect polyps and that kind of thing, they determined that the colon hydrotherapy patients had as clean or cleaner colons than did those that drank the traditional drink that they have people drink. And plus, those traditional drinks can be very hard on elderly people. They can cause kidney damage, all kinds of things, because they do lose a lot of electrolytes when they make them drink that before a colonoscopy. And to see that study, you can go on www.dotoloresearch.com, and that's dotoloresearch.com, and you'll see a particular type of colon hydrotherapy equipment. So there's several types of equipment, and this is one type. But if you scroll down to the bottom of the page, you'll actually see the video where the gastroenterologists are performing a colonoscopy, and they show you all about colon therapy before, and the gastro doctors are even commenting on colon hydrotherapy. So I really like to let people know about that if they actually want to see a live colon therapy session with a patient.
There are, we probably should point out too, Pam, that there are different types of colonic machines when somebody goes to a colon therapist. There's the open system and there's the closed system. So let's, could you talk about the difference, you know, the just explain what the two types of colon therapy.
Well, they're both excellent ways of having water go into the colon. So, again, I just encourage everyone to try both, and then they can come up with what, you know, they feel works best for their body. So, to me, whether it's an enema, whether it's a Kalima, whether it's a closed system, or whether it's an open system, it's all about one thing, and that's getting pure water into the large intestine. This intestine is sometimes 6 feet in length when you stand it up to next to the human body. And so there's a lot of intestine in there that needs hydrating, a lot of muscle that needs hydrating. So just getting the water in any of those ways is safe and is viable.
But how would a person know if their colon therapist had a closed system or an open system? How they look different?
Well, usually they would ask, the colon therapist would tell them, unless they didn't ask, then they would just go in and whatever type of instrument that colon therapist utilizes, they would experience that work. So, but if they ask the colon therapist, she will tell them. A lot of therapists utilize both systems. And they'll put a client on one and then another and let the client decide which is best for them. But to me, what's more important is just focusing on, you know, letting the water go in and seeing the colon therapist that you connect with and experiencing both types of equipment.
Well, Body Ecology, people can order a Kalima board through Body Ecology. But some people have said that one of the open system is more like a Kalima, just having a Kalima or having a home Kalima. I think there's no doubt that the open system, which is like the Kalima board, is they're using a lot more water. You can't, I think with a Kalima board, you can, the bucket holds about 5 gallons at a time, but with a open system, somebody, how much, that's, I guess, a continuous type flow.
It is. On both systems, it's a continuous type flow. So with both systems, the water is controlled, and it goes in at the rate, hopefully, a very slow, gentle infusion, because you want the water to be introduced into the colon. You don't want to, and that's why when you do an enema, and you're laying on the floor, it's better to hang the enema bag or the bucket on a doorknob rather than hanging it like high on a shower where a lot of people will hang it on the shower where the water comes out. But if you hang it lower, the water's going in slower. And I'm very much an advocate for very gentle infusion into the colon. It's just introducing in the good and the bad bacteria and all the little guys in there look at it as, oh, okay, this is going to come in and sort of help us rather than just this water flushing in really quickly. That's not the colon therapy that I teach. So it's more of an introduction and then letting the body release as it's ready. Enemas, kalemas, colon therapy take patience. It's about acknowledging the body, acknowledging the colon, and letting the colon release as it is ready. It's not about forcing it to do what you want it to do.
Can you talk about diarrhea? Because people don't realize that diarrhea actually is a form of constipation. And usually when someone has diarrhea, I tell them to see a colon therapist.
Yes, definitely. Diarrhea is a form of constipation, and it can usually, it can be that. There can be many, many reasons for diarrhea, and I would like to say that if you have any change or abnormality in your bowel movements, you really should check with your physician because, we can advocate that diarrhea is caused by this, this, or this, but we really don't know because each person is an individual. And one person could have diarrhea because they're stressed out and they're trying to do too much or they're having hidden food allergies. Another person could have diarrhea because their colon is so impacted and constipated that the only way it can get out is in a liquid form. The solid stools can't get out, so diarrhea is happening because of severe constipation. Another person could have diarrhea because of food poisoning. Another one because of hidden food allergies. They're eating, for instance, people are maybe allergic to gluten or sugar, and they're eating these things on a daily basis, and they're moving through life and not able to really listen to the messages the body's giving them. So it's all of the above. I would immediately start with cleansing and stage one body ecology. Read the body ecology book front to back, cover to cover, and read it two or three times, highlight it, and put little stickies and take notes because body ecology is a way of teaching you how to become your own nutritionist. And again, I really believe that any type of colon cleansing and body ecology are one. And if you do the colon cleansing without the body ecology, it will not be as effective. And if you do the body ecology without the colon cleansing, it will not be as effective. So if you do the two together, and you follow the principles of the body ecology, you're going to be recreating an inner ecosystem with body ecology, but you're also going to create a way for that candida and bad bacteria to leave with the colon therapy. And that's when you're going to create 30 feet of digestive tract from mouth to rectum that is able to digest food, to absorb nutrients, and to have normal, healthy bowel movements, which means you're going to have energy, you're going to feel lovely, and all the fatigue will be gone, the joint pains will be gone. These are all contributed to by hidden food allergies, people ingesting foods that basically are causing autoimmune responses in the body. The immune system interprets this protein or this gluten or whatever as being an enemy, and it starts creating antibodies, and so the body's kind of having these autoimmune responses. And if most people will check in when they start feeling funny or bad, if they'll think about what they ate, what did I just eat for lunch, or what did I eat for breakfast this morning, and if you'll start checking in, a lot of times what we're putting in our bodies is causing these symptoms. But then again, it can be more serious. It can be pancreatic insufficiency. It can be bacterial overgrowth that's interfering with the bile acids. It can be many, many things going on with diarrhea.
Pam, you mentioned that people should eat a healthy body ecology diet because it's, and also cleanse your colon. I would imagine that you see differences, dramatic differences, when people change their diet. Can you talk about what you've noticed in terms of colon health when you're working with a client who comes in from a standard American diet and then they switch to a healthy body ecology diet?
Yes, I can. I mean, we have people coming in that are still think that Diet Coke is okay. You know, they're drinking Diet Dr. Peppers, Diet Cokes, and this kind of thing, and they are working full-time and grabbing lunch, and so their joints hurt, they're having chronic fatigue, they're experiencing headaches, they're not sleeping well, they just don't feel up to par because they're so toxic. So when they do the colon hydrotherapy, two or three or four sessions, they're amazingly different people. The belly becomes flatter. And it's interesting because a lot of people, colon therapy has become more accepted today. A lot of stars in Hollywood have made it that way. I remember Lady Di, she always did regular colon hydrotherapy, and she always looked good, and she shared that with people. We have a lot of models that do colon therapy because it keeps the belly nice and trim, and when they go do their photo shoots, they want to look their best. The skin is glowing. So a lot more mainstream people hear about it. And most people that want to do it now, they call in and they'll say, I heard it helps you lose weight. That's the number one thing is, can I lose weight by doing this? And so I usually explain to them that, yes, you do lose weight, but depending on how many pounds of fecal you have in your colon. But when they come to the Body of Truth Holistic Center, or they take my class, which is the Alliance of Classical Teachings, that me and my identical twin sister, Trish Craig, teach. She's out of Little Rock, Arkansas, and I'm in Atlanta. We teach colon therapists about the importance of body ecology along with the colon hydrotherapy so that when they have a practice, when people come in, they will see the cultured vegetables, they'll see the young coconut kefir, and people are, we put them on a protocol of not just cleansing the body, but also them making small baby steps. And it's just amazing the difference in people. Within 5 to 10 days, people, they look totally different. They feel great. And it's just because they've eliminated foods that they may be having hidden allergies to, and they're cleansing and purifying their body. I mean, I can tell you story after story. To me, colon hydrotherapy is a blood cleanser, and I had a particular client that was came to me, and she had stage 4 breast cancer, and she was coming in. When people are doing chemotherapy, colon therapy is so integral because if they're creating a way for the toxins generated from the chemo to leave the body weekly with colon therapy, a lot of times they sail through the chemo. They don't even have any of the side effects. They're able to work. They're able to do these things. And this particular lady came in, and she was releasing dark black, I mean dark, 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 every single week. And I knew that a lot of the reason her cancer manifested was because she had such an overabundance of toxins in her body. So the one week she called crying, and she said, I can't come. They won't let me do my chemo today. And I said, why? And she said, because my white blood cell count is so off. They say that I can't handle it. And I said, you know what? You come over here right now and let's do a colon hydrotherapy session. And she says, right now? And I said, right now. And she came, put her on the table. She had dark black massive releases for 45 minutes. It was tire rubber. It was sludge. That's all it was. And then I said, now what I want you to do is go back over to the doctor's office and I want them to retest you. And let's see what happens. She went over there, and her nurse called me. And she said, I want to know who you are and what you do. And I said, well, I'm a colon hydrotherapist. And she said, what did you do to her? I said, she had the gentle infusion of warm water go into her body for 45 minutes, and that created a way for a lot of toxic fecal to leave her body. And she said, well, I don't know what you do, but she said her blood is totally normal. And she said she's now over there taking her chemo, which I wouldn't want to say that's not the end result, that you would get your blood clean so you could take the chemo. But that's just an example of how cleansing the colon, how quickly it affects all of the organs and cells and bloodstream in your body.
Amazing, Pam. If someone were to come in for the first time and they wanted to know how often should I cleanse my colon, how would you guide a client?
It's an individual thing, Heather, totally. We have them fill out a health questionnaire. We see what their dietary habits are, what is their stress level, how many bowel movements are they having a day. If someone like me had 20 pounds of fecal in their colon when I started this work, my father always said that I was born constipated. So as a child, I was always having to take enemas. I was in and out of the hospital. They wanted to do surgery on my colon. So for someone like me, I had to do one session a day for 8 days, and I was so impacted that the first 8 days, it was just clear water coming through. That what was in there was so hard that even with the hydration, it still couldn't leave. So on the 8th day, I started releasing this sludge, dark black sludge, and I ended up doing maybe 12 colonics in like a 2-week period, colon hydrotherapy sessions. And then I started getting further and further apart. And so now I just do colon hydrotherapy every season change or even every 4 to 6 weeks. I know when it's time because I start feeling sluggish and toxic. And then I go in and I have my hydrotherapy and I feel like a new person again. But someone who wasn't as toxic as me, say they're having a bowel movement every day, even though they're eating 3 meals, they're having at least one bowel movement, then they may be able to just do 2 or 3 close together in order for that breakthrough release to happen. And the breakthrough release is when you'll start having bowel movement, brown releases the first few sessions, and then because of the repeated hydrations close together, you have the breakthrough release, and that's when the dark black comes. So when people have 4, 5, or 6, the belly becomes nice and flat, and they're releasing, the bowel movements are starting to happen after they eat, then we slow them down, and they just come in maybe once a month or once every 6 to 8 weeks. Now, someone that's doing one bowel movement every 3 or 4 days, and I cannot tell you how that has grown in this country. I've been doing colon therapy for 12 years, and I have a lot of people now that are coming in, and how many times do your bowel movements? And they say once a week, once every 2 weeks. It's becoming a epidemic in this country, chronic constipation. And so these people are really setting themselves up for major dis-ease if they don't start doing some enemas or some kalemas or colon hydrotherapy, creating a way for the colon to release what's in there, getting on body ecology or making some basic food change choices and creating an inner ecosystem so that the body can digest the food, the nutrients will be absorbed, and the colon can then start doing peristalsis and releasing what's in there. So it's hard to say how many is needed for each person because everyone is different.
Thank you, Pam. And, you know, one of the questions we got was that some people feel some spots of soreness after a colon hydrotherapy session.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why that happens?
It depends. I would look at them and say, how did you release? Were you releasing pretty much brown bowel movement, or did you really get to some dark black stuff? Because if there is some dark stuff that's hanging out, say, in a certain section of the colon, then that could have been attached to the inner wall, and when the water starts soaking that, it doesn't break away, but it just gently, because it's water, it just gently softens and leaves the body. Well, if that's been there for a while, or there's a major gas blockage, gas is like an invisible wall. So if that gas blockage has been there for a long time, and that the colon therapy causes the gas to be released or that dark to be released, or it could be a parasite that was hanging out there that was released in the session, you're going to feel that in your body. And it's actually going to be a good sign because you're going to see that whatever was hanging out there has left. And, again, I'd have to look at the client. I'd have to ask them a lot of questions. You know, what's going on in your colon? Why, you know, when they present. But it usually is because of gas or something that's impacted or bad bacteria or parasites, that kind of thing. But there are detox reactions after colon hydrotherapy if you're really toxic. So it's just a sign that what's in there that wasn't supposed to be in there is leaving. And it's actually a cleansing reaction, and a lot of times it can be a good thing.
Thank you, Pam. One question I wanted to ask you. I know that you're located in Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
But do you do consultations over the phone if people wanted to contact you?
Yes, I do.
How would they, can you give us your phone number so that people can write that down? And we're going to have Pam's, for everyone who's listening, we're going to have Pam's contact information on your handout and also on your webpage. But could you just give us your phone number so people listening will know how to contact you?
You know what? I can give you my email, And that is my name, Pam, P-A-M, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, the numeral 1, at gmail.com. That's PamCraig1 at gmail.com. And if you'll just put in the little line above that, you know, let me know who you are, because I get probably 50 emails a day. So just let me know who you are in the subject line there, that you're from the BED Detox Training, and I'll be glad to return your email and then do a phone consult with you.
Great. I want to thank you, Pam, and I want to thank you, Donna, for what was a very informative class. And I love that you started out, Donna, by talking about how it's a topic that a lot of people don't feel comfortable talking about. And what I feel is that both of you have made this whole topic of, you know, cleansing the colon something that everyone can feel good about talking about, and especially with the tools that you've given us tonight. So thank you very much.
Yes, and just learn to appreciate and enjoy enemas, kalemas, and colon hydrotherapy, because nothing gives relief as does one of those three, and it will add vitality to your life, and you will once again see how it feels inside to be less toxic. It's so worth it, so I highly recommend that you try it.